Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
Dave Moore
on Today FM.
I have the incredible musician, actor, performer, honorary Irishman, John C. Reilly is here. First thing I must do is welcome my Irish brother back to our fair land, Fáilte, as we say here in Ireland.
Thank you very much.
You do spend a lot of time here, don't you?
Yeah, I come at least a couple times a year, yeah.
And when you are here, do you have a favorite like thing to do? When you're planning a trip, do you think of a place or a food or a scenario you're just excited to go, you know, I can't wait until this happens?
Mostly it's being alone when I'm in Ireland that I'm really looking forward to. But yeah, I have a lot of friends in Ireland. I'm always looking forward to seeing them. And just, you know, the incredible natural beauty of Ireland is really what I really look forward to, and the peace that I feel when I'm there. When I was in Dublin for the St. Patrick's Day parade a couple of years ago, I was like the international guest of honor.
Right.
And I got the biggest hug from Michael Higgins at his grandstand. Literally, I mean, he's a really good hugger. If you've ever been hugged by
Michael Higgins. I've not been lucky enough.
I can tell you, he's a real good hugger. And it just felt like I was being embraced by the whole country. I think I started to tear up when it happened. But
that's not surprising.
Anyway.
He's an incredible man. And just he's our outgoing president now. He's just been replaced by the brilliant Catherine Connolly, who's just been elected as president.
Yeah, hell of a run. Hell of a run.
Yeah, absolutely. Did you recently receive a US-Ireland Alliance Oscar Wilde Award?
I sure did.
Congratulations.
Thank you very much. It was a great honor because I actually am a huge fan of Oscar Wilde. And it was a really poignant night. My buddy Will Ferrell was there and did a wonderful induction speech. And so it's a beautiful night.
That's great to hear. And yeah, I presume you visited Oscar Wilde's statue in the middle of Dublin, right?
Of course. That's a pilgrimage every time I'm in Dublin. Yeah.
Fantastic. Yeah.
One of the most beautiful statues of a public figure I've ever seen, actually. With all the different stone. And then the fact that his apartment is right across the way and he's kind of looking at his apartment. It's just a great spot.
No, it really is. It's a beautiful spot. Have you ever picked up any of the Irish language when you're over?
Oh, you know, I try, but I've got as far as Sláinte right now, I think.
That's pretty good. Well, no, the reason I ask is I wonder if you'd allow me to teach you Mr. Romantic Oscuelga in Irish. Would that be all right?
Yeah.
So Mr. in Irish it's two words, actually. It's Antúsal.
Antúsal.
And then Romantic is Roman Shul. So
Antúsal, Roman Shul.
Look at you. Talk to make large Oscuelga in Irish. Well done. Antúsal Roman Shul. Well, listen, let's talk Mr. Romantic. And can I firstly thank you for including Ireland on your tour? Because there's a lot of artists who, you know, figure that the travel and insurance costs from mainland Europe or from the UK just aren't worth it. But I mean, I guess we figure that if you're going to make a stop anywhere, you're going to make a stop in Ireland. But we are very grateful because it's brilliant to have you coming over and playing the Ambassador Theatre. What a venue.
Yeah, I've played Dublin before, and of course I've popped into many pubs over the years all over Ireland, but we played with, I had a bluegrass band a few years ago called John Reilly and Friends, and we played the Unitarian Church, and it was just so incredible. Like, I mean, Ireland has given the world so much music and has given me personally so much music that it really feels like an honor to be able to go back there and give music back to the Irish people. And I don't think I've ever been anywhere that appreciates song as much as Ireland. So it just, I don't know, when I'm there, there's two places in the world that really feel like it makes sense to me to be there, and that's Chicago and Ireland. Like when I'm on the ground in those places, it literally, I feel different. I feel connected to the earth in a different way. Like, more gravity or something. I'm not sure what it is.
That's a great way of putting it. To everyone who's listening now, and there are tens, hundreds of thousands of people listening to this radio show right now, but can you explain to us all the idea behind Mr. Romantic?
Well, Mr. Romantic is a character that I made up in order to sing this music, which I have been collecting for years. And I guess one of the main inspirations for it was when I did this musical, Chicago, years ago, this movie where I played Mr. Cellophane, this kind of vaudevillian clown who wears his heart on his sleeve. And I really took to that kind of performance so much that I thought, I should keep doing this. Yeah. I should go on tour as Mr. Cellophane. And then I realized that he only has one song, so that would be a very short concert. So I started collecting songs that I thought were in that same vein, you know, that kind of vaudevillian, yeah, very presentational style and very sincere music, you know. And after 20 years of collecting songs, I realized, wait, this guy's not struggling to be seen. He's struggling to fall in love. So yes, I should call this guy Mr. Romantic. And then when I finally got up the nerve to do it, this is over 20 years since I did the movie, I was finishing a television show and really feeling like, man, the world is getting so divided and everyone's just really going at each other. Like, what happened to empathy? You know, like, so I thought, well, what can I do about this? And I realized I'm not so great at like carrying picket signs or telling people what they should think, but I can sing, I can dance, mm-hmm, I can make people laugh, and I can tell them I love them. You know, maybe that will move the needle a little bit. So even though the show is really silly and fun and has all these amazing love songs and a lot of me goofing around and playing and teasing the audience and stuff, I get out there among the seats and everything. Really, at the end of the day, it's kind of a deep meditation about love. Because, you know, when you ask someone, like I often do in the audience, if you ask someone, have you ever been in love? And, you know, they say whatever. And then I'll say, how long did it last? Mm. And it's an unexpectedly deep question. So, yeah. So I decided to do this show so that I could connect more with people and I could create an environment in the theater every night for those 90 minutes where the outside world of division is not in the room. We're all there connected shoulder to shoulder, trying to experience some kind of collective love for each other.
Amazing. Well, listen, November 20th in the Ambassador Theater is where everyone can come along and go and see this incredible show, Mr. Romantic. Make sure you get your tickets.
We're almost sold out. We're almost sold out. And it would mean so much to me if Ireland showed up for me on November 20th. Please, please help me sell it out.
Sell out this show for John C. Reilly. Your acting career that we most know you for, I guess, it's so amazing. And you're still a young man, so I don't need you to take a sweeping look back at everything just yet. But when I go through your career, what occurs to me is the variance, the differences in things that you choose to do. You do Dale, you do Dr. Steve Brule, you do Eddie and Sing, but then there's Happy Jack, Amos Hart, Oliver Hardy, there's Robert in The Lobster, and Mr. Romantic. Like, I'm only skimming the surface. That's deliberate from you, though. You love the differences in these performances, right?
Yeah, you know, like, you know, to tell you the truth, you know, when I hear about actors being stereotyped or pigeonholed, where people are like, oh, they always play the same role, why doesn't he do something else? The truth is that a lot of times actors get stereotyped by the audience. Mm. The audience likes what certain people do so much that they want them to do that all the time. It's like a dependable thing. You know, they you know, if you step outside the lane, they're like, no. Don't be funny. Be an action guy or whatever it is. Sure. Don't be a serious guy. Be a funny guy, you know? And for whatever reason, from the very beginning, the audience has always been open to me doing whatever it is that I brought. Probably because they couldn't quite figure out what to do with me. Like, who is this weird looking guy who does all these different things? And so I feel really grateful towards the audience for all these years just being open to whatever it is that I'm offering, whether it's music or comedy or drama or things on TV or things in the theater. You know, like, I've been really lucky that way, and I hope it always stays like that.
Focusing on Mr. Romantic for a second again, I wonder, can I run something by you and get your judgment on this, right? It's of me, because I think of myself as a romantic man. My wife may disagree, right? But I want to run these scenarios past you, and you tell me whether you think these are romantic, Mr. Romantic, or not, okay?
Yeah.
So the first one is back before she knew who I was, she was on the TV. She played a character called Velcro Girl, right? And I used to watch the show. I fell in love with this woman. And so I wrote them a letter and I said, hey, I miss Velcro Girl because I have to go football training. So can you move her earlier in the show so that I can see her? So they read out my letter and they moved her earlier in the show. And now I married her. We got four kids.
Oh my gosh.
Is that weird or romantic?
That's totally romantic. Other than the word Velcro. Velcro doesn't sound so romantic, but the rest of it's very romantic.
Okay, yeah, good. That's a tick great. In the box for me. Great. Okay.
You know, I do a song on the album, a Tom Waits song called Picture in a Frame.
Picture in a Frame, yeah.
And it's such a beautiful distillation of that moment when you realize you're in love with someone before you've even really mentioned it to anyone else or the person you're in love with. There's that moment when you take a photograph of someone that you love and you put it in a frame and you're admitting to yourself, this person's important to me. You know, so that's what it sounds like. You put Velcro Girl in a frame.
That's exactly it. Yes. Okay, another one for you. My other one is this. A few Christmases ago, I tried to buy her a robot bin, we call it. You probably call it a trash can, but a robotic bin, right? And I mentioned it on the radio, and everyone in the whole country told me this was a bad idea, okay?
Yeah, I was about to say, terrible idea. Dave, anything that involves cleaning or household chores are not gifts your wife wants. She doesn't want a washing machine or a vacuum or a bin, even if it's a robot bin.
I know, this was the problem. I was so convinced this was going to be the one gift that would like make her believe I was so romantic. The crazy thing is, John, it never arrived. And when I told her that, like, hey, I bought you this bin and then it didn't arrive, she was like, the only thing she said was, did you get your money back? And I lied and said, yeah, because they stole my money and they never gave it back to me.
Yeah, that's probably one of those Chinese products where they send you like a miniature thing of R2-D2 or something and open it up. You can put one piece of paper in there or something.
It was like,
I know this, Dave, because it's happened to me. I literally tried to buy a hoverboard, one of those aqua hoverboards, like those surfboards that go over the surface of the water.
Yeah.
And I got caught in one of these Instagram, your time is running out. Buy a hoverboard for $20. I'm like, wow, $20. It's incredible that I fell for it. But yeah, then what arrived was a really cheap styrofoam boogie board. You know what I thought was like, why do you even bother sending this boogie board?
The postage.
You're just ripping me off. Just rip me off and leave me alone. Don't send me a big piece of styrofoam that I have to deal with now.
Well, listen, John, I'm going to wrap up, but I just want to thank you so much for taking the time. I know how busy you are getting ready for Mr. Romantic, the tour and everything. And we're going to see you November 20th. The Ambassador Theatre is recently reopened. It's an iconic place right in the middle of Dublin City, top of a concert. You're going to absolutely love it. And I know we're going to sell this out for you. I guarantee it. From this interview, we're going to sell out the rest of the tickets in the Ambassador Theatre.
From your lips to Ireland's ears, Dave. Thank you very much for having me today.
An absolute pleasure, John. Thank you.
Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hey, football fans. Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.